from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BC puts any points on the board. That hits the scoreboard. Down at the 35, Flintoft hammered that right into the Jumbotron here at BC Place.
The kick hit the scoreboard, which is pretty odd. We're going to redo everything. We'll redo the play. We'll reset the clock to 2:44 with a new 20-second clock. It's just a redo.
Ben Major just saying what we're all thinking.
I love it.
That is great. That's very Canadian.
Yeah, I like that.
The scoreboard.
That's pretty odd.
Pretty odd. It's just a redo. All right. Good.
I like it. How about less formality with our officials? Something weird happens in a game. To be like, that was kind of cool, huh? Well, that doesn't count.
Speaking of which, watching the Premier League, watching Chelsea and Man City, they slightly tweaked the rules on handball, where an incidental handball, they're giving a little more of a grace period on that, because Kovacic got hit with one with his elbow.
I was waiting
for it to go to VAR.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal, I guess, in this rule was less punitive, more accidental ones allowed to a degree, and they didn't even go to the video. Mm-hmm. And you know what was great about that, Joe, is that a sporting event didn't stop. My favorite thing, a sporting event didn't stop. How about that? All right, I've got trivia. I've got good trivia. I also have, I was going to mention something there. Not the Canadian game. I don't know. What is it? What
something else from the preseason?
I watched a lot of Premier League. I watched a lot of preseason. Oh yes, okay, I know. DJ in Virginia is going to get on in a moment. First, let me bring up this point. So, my favorite thing. One thing we get in the preseason that we do not get in the regular season. Home broadcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are watching another game, you have a chance to see the home team's broadcast. On NFL Network, like the Bills. Bills game is Andrew Catalan, Steve Tasker, Matty Glad. That's the Bills are putting on the broadcast on NFL Network. I was watching Chiefs-Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Watching Chiefs-Lions, and it's the Chiefs broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the Patriots on Thursday, that was Scott Zolak and the McCourties. Right? The team gets whomped. They lose the game on a fumbled snap, and there are the McCourties to say, you know what, though? A lot of good coming out of this game. The home broadcast is going to be friendly. So the Chiefs. I'm watching the Chiefs broadcast. This is not instant trivia. This is just let's play a quick little game. They're, of course, talking about their dynasty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, of course, what this team's been able to do, the dynasty that has developed under general manager Brett Veach, of course, in large part due to his ability to blank. What is it? What did they say was the reason they've been able to put together a dynasty.
Did they say something like their process or something?
No. They did not say Patrick Mahomes.
They didn't say Mahomes?
They did not say Andy Reid. They did not say Travis Kelce. They did not say Chris Jones.
Did they say the GM?
They said the GM has been able to hit on late draft picks.
Wow, it's New England all over again.
Of course it is.
It's New England all over
you
again.
You won't say the thing that is responsible. And then they went even further and said, I mean, look at a guy like Isaiah Pacheco. Oh, yes. That's, of course, how the Chiefs have built a dynasty is on Isaiah Pacheco and late-round picks. What the Chiefs have actually done is done exceedingly well at first, second, and third-round picks. Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, Chris Jones is a second-round pick.
Since Edwards-Helaire, they've kind of hit on all of them.
Their early
Creed
ones?
Humphrey in the second round.
Sure.
And Nick Bolton in the second round.
But you
are,
I guess
these are good, great players.
On like a home broadcast, you just gotta give the GM credit for having some secret sauce. Their dynasty exists because of late round draft picks. The only dynasty that exists because of a late round draft pick is New England, because Brady was the sixth. That's the only one.
But right, even after that, they thought that New England thought they just got everything right. Right? That they had this secret sauce to bring in players that would they had a special formula for finding players in free agency for nothing. Wes Welker, right? But it was just Brady the whole time. And we saw it the moment he left. It was just Brady the whole time. And in Kansas City, it's just... you got to explain it that isn't just, okay, it's the three guys at the top. When it's probably just the three guys. It's just Mahomes, Reed, and Kelce.
It's the same as watching an NHL game, and here's Pittsburgh raising the cup again. It's like, you know, that fourth line. The fourth line. It's not Crosby and Malkin. Anyway, little pet peeve of mine. It's okay to give the great guys the credit. I know they get a lot, actually. Little pet peeve. So I had that. Watch that broadcast. That's why on the Texans broadcast, they take a shot at Josh Allen. Why? You're getting Houston's side of the story. They got Diggs. They want to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Pittsburgh broadcast doing in this game?
Whew. The Pittsburgh broadcast. I saw some clips from the Pittsburgh broadcast what was the comment made? You know, I don't remember. It was something about Fields. It was about Fields and how he was doing a great job at escaping out of the pocket. And it was maybe they were saying it during a highlight where he's running out of the pocket and there is a guy wide open, like right in front of him, and he doesn't throw it. That guy has not changed, by the way. Fields has not changed.
Not at all.
There are people running wide open down the field, and he'll run. He will run. He will not. That he's not a quarterback, right? Can I go that far with it? I don't know if he's a quarterback.
Well,
he doesn't throw.
He's never been in a situation with a good offensive mind to put him to work, right? Who'd he get in Chicago? Matt Nagy?
Matt Nagy. Yeah.
Okay. And now he's got
Arthur Smith. So, right, he's not... But, man, like...
Who else was it last year in Chicago? I mean, last year, the worst passing offense... One of the worst passing offenses ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely wearing some of that.
He's got an arm. The dude just can't process the game
at all. He just won't throw it. He just does not throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Trubisky... In that game, that's Shane Buechele in the first game. It's watching the Eagles. Kenny Pickett wouldn't throw the ball. Ball's got to come out.
Yeah.
DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ.
Hey, guys. So, one, I'd like to say that isn't our coach just fancy Tom Coughlin? and then, I mean, he has the defense looking like they're going to look every year. I don't think it matters the players we have in at all. It's always going to be pretty good. The thing I'm worried about is our offense. We need some kind of legitimate deep threat. I think Josh has the strongest arm; he can launch it, but no one's respecting anyone that's going deep. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is getting hurt already. We don't need to spend draft picks early on defense, I don't think at all. I think we need to spend every draft, top three every year just on offense. Because McDermott's going to have them, or fancy Tom Coughlin's going to have them look the same way But we need playmakers on offense. That's what I'm really worried about this year.
Thanks, DJ. What follow up? Wouldn't Fancy Tom Coughlin need more Super Bowls than Tom Coughlin? He's got two.
Fancy Tom Coughlin or Fancy Mike Tomlin? Did I mishear that?
Fancy Mike Tomlin. Yeah, Fancy Mike Tomlin. Yeah, he probably does need it, but you know, he's younger and he's got more success more recently.
Right. Fair enough. Thanks, DJ. I like the embracing of the fancy as a qualifier.
It's a nice adjective to slap on as an insult.
It's not an insult. It's actually, it says you're better than the person I'm saying on some level. It's, of course, me.
It's a backhanded compliment.
The genesis or whatever.
You're telling me calling Joe Burrow fancy Kirk Cousins is a compliment?
Yes.
It's not a compliment.
He's fancy Kirk Cousins.
It's not a compliment. Is that guy calling in and telling me Sean McDermott's fancy Mike Tomlin? Does he mean that as a compliment?
Hold on. Let's really evaluate how this all works. When you call somebody a poor man's something, that's an insult. You're saying you're not as good as that guy. Matt Ryan was called a poor man's something, or someone was a poor man's Matt Ryan.
I don't know that it gets treated that way, though, because...
The
person you're getting attached to is maybe what we care more about.
Kirk Cousins is a good NFL quarterback.
But Joe Burrow is supposed to be...
Fancy Kirk Cousins.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's an insult.
Peyton Manning ranked Burrow his second quarterback in the NFL. He was asked not to rank them, but then he listed him second.
What's a greater compliment? Calling Joe Burrow fancy Kirk Cousins or calling him a poor man's Joe Montana?
I mean, he hasn't earned poor man's Joe Montana.
All right, poor man's... who else is he compared to? A poor man's Drew Brees.
If I say Josh Allen is a fancy Cam Newton, is that a real big insult? I mean, Cam was great at his peak.
I bet if you tweeted that out right now, you would get hellfire rained upon you. Like, you have no idea.
Would be closed. I'd be fired by noon.
There would be pitchforks outside within minutes.
Can I say, let me work it here. Let me find one that you like that settles in nicely.
To call him a fancy whatever?
Fancy somebody.
Fancy... He's tougher because there's not a lot of guys like him, right?
Like Allen? No, there's not a lot. Cam was one of them, and Cam won an MVP.
Yeah.
If I say you were a better version of an MVP player, how come when a guy comes out in the draft, I can say, oh, there are shades of this? And you're like, that sounds good. But if I say he's a fancy version, fancy is nice. Fancy restaurant. We going to a restaurant or a fancy restaurant? Is calling it a fancy restaurant insulting regular restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
Am I convincing you at all?
He's too good. I was going to say Roethlisberger. That's not going to work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know. Fancy. He doesn't have a lot of good ones. Burrow maybe would be easier for
you. Just don't like the word fancy because it doesn't it doesn't represent running through linebackers' faces. You don't do that if you're fancy.
I think that's probably
well,
right.
Whatever.
He does make people miss too.
Coughlin is an offensive head coach. He was when he's going to Coughlin. Tomlin special teams when he came up, right? So
defense.
Sorry, Harbaugh
special teams. Special teams. Yeah.
All right. Want some trivia?
Let's do it.
We can decide who Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a fancy who. You decide in the next couple weeks. Bo Nix looks...
Fancy Mac Jones.
There you go.
All right, man. I already got it.
Mac Jones, formerly the NFL's top 100. So if Bo Nix makes the 61st best player in the NFL next year, that'd be a fancy Mac Jones.
Yep.
Okay.
Denver. What's going on in Denver?
Denver has had a lot of starting quarterbacks. You may think, oh, yeah, like the Browns. In their dog days, the Bills during the drought. But let me introduce you to the 13 quarterbacks that have started a game for the Broncos since Peyton Manning did.
13
since 2016. I'm going to say something here. It is not possible for you to get them right. All right. It is not possible.
Well, now I really want to do
it. And you will understand why as we go through the trivia. But let's have it. Who do you have here?
All right, so this is since Peyton Manning.
Before Bo Nix takes the job, which it looks like he will do.
By the way, they haven't made the playoffs since Peyton Manning. 2015, I think it's the second longest drought in the league. All right, well, let's start with the guy who I think immediately replaced Manning, which is Brock Osweiler.
That's correct. He kind of did immediately replace Peyton Manning, but two players played the season before Osweiler played after Manning. What I'm saying by this, Osweiler played with Manning. And then 2 years later, Osweiler played again for the Broncos. Two guys played in between that year.
Oh, he came... Right! Okay, I'm glad I got bailed out there. Because I forgot he came back. I had him as the guy replacing him. Didn't Houston offer sheet him or something?
I think they traded a second round pick for him.
I thought it was an offer sheet.
They signed him big money, and then the Browns got him or whatever.
They cap dumped him, I think, a couple years later. Okay. Well, I didn't have his career right. Okay, so this is going to be... Man, who comes in right after him? Oh, Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian, as we continue instant trivia.
Pro Bowler.
Siemian, 14 games that year, 2016.
Okay. Okay, so he got in to a couple games, Paxton Lynch?
Correct, Paxton Lynch. You have the first three to play after Peyton Manning.
All right, I'm on a roll here. I don't know how much further down the line this guy is, but I'm going to say him because I remember him playing against the Bills. Brandon Allen.
Correct. Three starts in 2019 for the Denver Broncos.
Okay. They signed to big money Case Keenum.
Correct. 16 games in 2018 as a part of his stint.
Man, I feel like I'm doing pretty well. I'm not even halfway there. Okay. Let's go Joe Flacco.
Correct.
These are their big investments.
You are going in order, for the most part.
All right. Flacco gets replaced. Is there a young guy there after him? Well, let me just get Russell Wilson out of the way here.
Correct.
Get some of the big names out. Denver. Okay, wait a minute. What am I to do with... What? There's a game in the COVID year where they're not allowed to have a quarterback.
Yes.
Okay, who is that?
You are on to...
I'm on to something here.
One start to a non-quarterback.
Kendall Hinton?
No.
Is that... Who's the receiver?
It was a... running back that started the game.
Oh, the receiver guy didn't get credit for the start?
I don't think so.
What? Okay, so what is it? Philip Lindsay?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I've got it as Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay. Okay. Drew Locke.
Correct.
Because I think maybe that was him that year that wasn't allowed to play.
There are two more names you should get Should-ish. One you definitely should get. He played yesterday.
For Denver?
Yep. Scored a rushing touchdown. Really showed a lot of resolve.
Jarrett Stidham?
Yes. Two games last year.
Okay.
Three more names. Two of them, I mean, not guys that you're going to know too regularly.
So you think.
It's true. You started him in fantasy. One of your 20 leagues. Yeah, it was super flex.
Yeah, backup quarterback league. Denver. This is already an amazing list. Did they ever get to... Are they one of these Josh Johnson teams?
No.
No? Okay. This team's a joke. Shouldn't they get as much blame as Cleveland in this respect?
It's pretty bad. I'll give
Miami.
This guy
gets the list of quarterbacks
like this. Former first round pick. Minnesota first round pick.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, he had a year there.
These two, I mean, they're backup quarterback names that populate instant trivia. Looking for.
Is one of them a Counts?
No. Sixth round pick.
Tom.
Of the. Played the Bengals, Lions, Broncos, Texans, Cardinals, Browns. He went to.
What?
Florida and Louisiana Tech.
What are that list of teams again?
He's currently on the Commanders. Jeff Driscoll.
No, I did not have that. He started for them?
He started a game for the Broncos, yeah.
Jeez.
And Brett Rippon is the other.
Okay.
There are your quarterbacks to play for the Broncos since Peyton Manning.
That's a bad list.
Bo Nix, you know, start him.
John Elway, everybody. That's the John Elway era right there, running the team after convincing Peyton Manning to come. He did that? Okay.
Yes, he did.
Jeez, that's a... Man. That team is kind of a joke, aren't they?
They might... Listen...
Shouldn't they get more... Like, they're not in the... Who has the reputation of, like... Who has had the reputation of, like, that's a bad organization, man. Cleveland has had that. The Jets have had that. The Bills had that at one point. The Jaguars have had that. The Cardinals have had that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't Denver get it?
Definitely. They definitely should. They went through an ownership change.
Two?
They go through two ownership changes?
The Walmart people own them now or something. I think they have the richest owners in the league. Hey, maybe they got a guy now, though.
Yeah, they went from Pat Bowlen to Edgar Kaiser to Jared... Oh, here we go.
They also finally changed their uniforms, which was sorely needed. Holy cow. Yeah, they had the most outdated uniforms in the league.
And they didn't even do that well.
They're better than they were, though.
They are, but they didn't do that well.
Yep.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Catching up on a couple things from the weekend. I did see, you know, around the league stuff. If you're someone that thinks that Jim Harbaugh is going to turn the Chargers into ground and pound with Greg Roman, and
that's what
he does.
That's been me. I've been thinking that a lot of this offseason, that's what they would do.
Well, here's the stat to back that up if you want it.
Okay.
In the preseason so far, the Chargers are averaging 2.3 yards before contact per run. That leads the NFL. They are the best running team in the preseason. It's just the preseason. Mm-hmm. Put that out there. Last year, they finished 28th in the NFL at that stat. How far does your running back go before someone touches him? Preseason?
They're the best.
They're number one right now.
Okay.
Take that for what it's worth if you like your Chargers running backs.
Do you kind of want to add that into, like, I tend to think they were going to go that direction no matter what. Isn't it more of a lock that they'll go that direction, given that Herbert has an injury and hasn't been practicing? And they're saying, okay, he'll be ready by week one, but kind of, I feel like the sentiment is they're kind of like he won't be 100% when they come back. And what do you think they'll do to protect him? Won't they run the ball a lot? I think they're totally going to run the ball a ton. You like him as a coach, though. You think they're going to win automatically?
Yeah,
because he's there. Because I'm very hesitant to say that.
What could possibly get you away from his entire body of work? Everywhere he coaches, they win. Why is it going to all of a sudden stop now?
He did cheat in Michigan.
He won at Stanford. He won with the 49ers immediately. He won at Michigan. Did they cheat to win the title? Maybe. But they were pretty much he brought them back. Well, he goes somewhere, they win. Where was he before Stanford? I don't even know. Somewhere awesome?
I don't know. Was he playing before that?
He always wins.
I guess. He does. But I don't know. Like, just
before Stanford, he's at San Diego. The San Diego Toreros. FCS. Should I check what they did? What do you want to bet?
They're probably pretty good.
They were like undefeated, I bet, right?
They probably were really good.
Record by season. I didn't even know this. He's their head coach. Ready for this?
Yeah.
They went 22-2.
That's pretty good.
In FCS, he went unbeaten in his conference and then got a job at Stanford.
Yep.
Okay, let's go back before that. Oakland Raiders quarterbacks coach. All right. Western Kentucky offensive consultant. He was there for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and check Western Kentucky's offense from 94 to 2001, Joe. Let me know what you find.
It's just the way he's going about it.
I think he's going to win. I don't know if he's going to win the division or win Super Bowls, but
I hope so. I hope someone can finally freaking push the Chiefs
right.
That division.
Any challenge would be nice. Anyway, hey, if you go to WGR550.com, you can register to get in the Encore Friday foursome drawing. Encore Golf, Labatt, and WGR offer you every Friday. You can we announce a lucky winner on Friday. You can enter today, WGR550.com. Winner gets to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Clover Bank Country Club. Plus, you'll receive a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.